Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. After bumpy 2023, there are high expectations for China's economic recovery in 2024. In the wake of the agenda-setting Central Economic Work Conference, our reporter Timothy Pope sat down with Bruce Pang, chief economist at the global real estate services company JLL Greater China, to get his take on how the country's challenges can be met.
How important is this year's Central Economic Work Conference in really setting the tone for 2024?
Yes, in terms of the external environment, actually, the recent data shows the potential risks of slowdown in the global economy as well as in many macroeconomies. The softening external demand actually isn't completely fillable, as posed challenging for China grows momentum and is worth to be addressed and responded to in the top-level meeting. And domestic-wise, the market expected some pro-growth policies to quickly bear fruit, which has not yet been effectively translated into near-term growth due to the constrained policy transmission and business confidence. And the economy is still facing some structural issues together with local government debt risk, distress in the housing market, etc. So a flurry of supportive measures have proven mostly beneficial, raising some pressures on authorities to roll out more stimulus. So my opinion is that the work conference reaffirms the importance and lays a concrete foundation of stabilizing the expectations and shoring up confidence.
You talked about effective transmission of policy. How much new policy and how much new stimulus is the economy going to need?
First, there will be supportive measures at all fronts and pragmatic strategies to revive recovery and to re-engine growth for China, together with solid progress in high-quality development. The second is that the policymakers pledge to boost domestic demands and restore the business confidence to take steps to reorient the economy towards household consumption and market-oriented allocation of resources. And the third one is that the central governments not only recognize the achievement and momentum of China's economy, but also identify some specific issues and unfavorable factors and challenges to tackle.
The property sector is obviously a major area of concern and has been for a while. What can be done there?
I think the top priority would be to break the potential vicious cycle and downward cycle. And some argue that ensuring the delivery of residential buildings is one of the top priorities, but I don't agree because it's not only priority. The language on housing for the Central Economic Work Conference was a little change from previous statements. So the key would be to better implementations and executions of existing policies for the property sector to break the potential vicious cycle, not introducing new remedies.
And what's your outlook for the Chinese economy in 2024?
There will be two major growth drivers for 2024. First will be making good use of policy rooms, and second will be a synergy between consumption and investment, as mentioned by the World Conference. So there will be better collaborations and strong synergy across different policies, including physical, monetary, science, technology, industrial policies, etc., among others. And also strengthened innovations and coordination of policy tools could also be seen, which are positive for stabilize expectation sentiment to promote the transition of growth model and structural adjustments. And demand, especially as domestic demand, is key. So consumption and investment are the two wings of China's growth. And I think the virtuous cycle, the positive effect from both investments and consumptions and could also be a very important catalyst to further boost China's growth and development next year.
Fascinating insights, Bruce Pang. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.